currently, a Medicaid beneficiary can have 12 doctor visits in a year and 5 prescripts a month, or at any one time. We remove the cap on doctor visits and on pharma, you know, and on prescripts, because the thought is we would rather these beneficiaries go see their primary care provider than show up in an ER somewhere. We would rather, if they have 5 medications and they need 6 or 7, we would rather have them pay and give them that other prescript that keeps them healthy than have them non-compliant and, again, end up in the hospital, which is where the costs are just exorbitant for Medicaid. So lots of different things went in. Some of the provisions were in both of our bills, and so that was easy to agree on, such as the unlimited doctor visits, unlimited prescription benefits. Other things, like we wanted some provision for a provider-sponsored health plan, which was, in this instance, Mississippi True, the Hospital Association. The House wanted some provision for them in there. The Senate was unwilling to yield on that. So that did not, in its finality, that did not get in the bill. But we did get some audit language for the current managed care company so that we can really see what's going on going forward.